This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are 99 days from kickoff. The first OTA visible to the media was today. And our guy, Go Birds podcast own Elliot Shore Parks, was there to see it. Elliot, how you feeling, brother?
What up? How you guys doing today? How you feeling?
Oh, man. We're doing great. We're doing great, Elliot. So
I'm
they moved
everything. You guys excited?
What type of hoodie you got on there?
Yeah, what is that? Oh,
it's a hoodie. Yeah, it's a soccer thing. Don't worry about
soccer,
it.
Soccer. I should have known. Soccer. If I don't understand what it is, it has to soccer. Be a damn soccer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, it's nice to see Spike repping Jalen Hurts' company. I know that, you know, as a big fan of his.
Oh, Jordan Brand? Oh, yeah. That's
exactly.
Jalen's company?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. All right. Oh, boy. Boy, we're starting off hot, aren't you? So before we get to practice, Kevin Petullo talked today, really, for the first time. Some other players talk. Mm-hmm. What did you think of Petullo's first press conference?
Yeah, so I think if your concern is that Kevin Petullo is just an extension of Nick Sirianni and maybe isn't going to bring new, innovative ideas to the offense, I think this press conference probably didn't do anything to ease those concerns. But you could also hear from listening to him talk today, like you can tell him and Nick do have good chemistry. They have worked together for a really long time. He brought that up a lot. He said, you know, Nick Sirianni's one of his biggest offensive influences as like an offensive mind and as a coach. He said at one point, you know, his job isn't much different other than leading the offensive room now. You know, it's just a press conference. We saw with Nick Sirianni himself that the first press conference is not always a good indication of who a coach is going to be. And I don't think it was a bad press conference, but I also don't know if he did anything to alleviate the concern that he's just an extension of Nick Sirianni as opposed to someone that is going to have fresh ideas for an offense that might need it next year.
You know, my guess would be the last thing he wants to do is have one of his quotes lead a headline in his
for
first
sure.
press conference.
100%.
You know, the one thing that struck me about him, he did seem confident and calm the entire mm-hmm. press conference. Mm-hmm. Like he wasn't searching for words. He looked like a pro up there to me. And I think if I'm Kevin Petullo, my goal for my first press conference is nobody has anything to say about anything. And I think that's probably what he accomplished.
And to your point, he was not going to get up there and say, well, Kellen Moore liked to do this and I'm going to do that. Or Nick does this. And like, he was never going to give those type of details out. So I agree with you. Having been around Kevin Petullo since he's been here, like he is a confident, impressive guy. And the success speaks for itself of what he's had with Nick Sirianni. My biggest concern about this team, maybe overall, is are they going to be able to have a counterpunch ready when the league has spent all offseason preparing for him? And Kevin Petullo is a big part of that. Like, he's the guy in that job. So that's not something we'll get an answer to for, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks into the season. And I just think today he sounded like a guy that's always worked with Nick and that believes a lot of what Nick believes.
Yeah. You know what? I'm interested and excited to see what this new coaching sort of combination brings. And you might as well throw Jalen into the combination as well, because I'm sure he'll have input on what he likes to run, what he prefers to run, what works best for him. You want to put mm-hmm. a quarterback in a situation where he feels comfortable in doing things that he likes to do, because quite frankly, when he's out there on the field, he's the extension of the coach. And in fear of sounding like OG Wade, mm-hmm. when he's talking about Jalen, this is one area where he is correct that is that Jalen controls a lot of what happens with the offense on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Saquon Barkley runs.
Yep.
Like when he checks to a run play or he gets them out of a certain play, that's Jalen sort of orchestrating. They may give him a check with me or they give him two plays where he can run this or run that, but a lot of it is him and what he sees out there. And this is why I wanted continuity, because while I believe Kellen Moore was an asset to some degree last year. I'm not so sure bringing in someone who hadn't been here, because at least with Brian Johnson had been here with Shane Steichen, with Nick Sirianni, with Kevin Petullo. Like, they had all been here. And I'm not saying the offense is running great every week, but it almost seems to me that there may have been too much there for Jalen to sort of digest and dissect early in the season. And that was the Kellen Moore effect on the offense. Remember, everybody wanted motion, pre-snap, all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And maybe that was just too much stuff to have in. I don't know. But bringing Petullo here, at least he's been here with Jalen for 4 years. So he should have a good idea of the good and the bad of what Jalen likes. And that's why I wanted the continuity. I'm excited about this, Elliot. Get excited. Get everyone else excited too, Elliot.
Well, the way you just talked about the play calling, I think is the correct way to talk about it. And I would say, like, it's almost like the play call that comes in is a suggestion to Jalen. Like, here's what we would run. But but once you see the defense and you, like, then Jalen checks quite a bit. He audibles quite a bit. Like, he runs what he wants to run. I think the concern for me with Kevin Petullo in the role he is it's going to be about not so much like the play calling and the play design to an extent. Like, they got to have answers to give Jalen out there on the field. Like, I think in 2023, Jalen didn't always – now, I think he held the most of the blame for the blitz thing, but it is also true that I don't know if they did the best job giving him simple answers against the blitz to get into if he needed to. And I think that's what Kevin put – that's where my concern is mm-hmm. if they're presented with a new problem but have the same minds working on it, are they going to have a fresh set of ideas to fix that problem? Because the play calling thing, Jalen audibles and checks so much, that's not really a concern. They have a ton of talent. They'll make plays. It's more like when there is a problem out there on the field, are they going to be able to solve it? And that's the concern for me.
Anybody else today of speak of note? Anybody say anything of interest that you heard talk today?
Yeah, so Dallas Goedert talked for the first time since you know, his offseason. And, you know, credit to Dallas. I think he was very, very honest about what the situation was like for him. He said there were times where he would just sit there on the couch and, you know, just think about the fact that his time with the Eagles could be over. He talked about the possibility of being released, of being traded, you know, where there were times his agent would call and he was expecting a call back, essentially saying, like, it's over, right? But that didn't happen. He said he wanted to be back in Philadelphia. He said that, you know, the number he signed for, he thinks represents his desire to be back in Philadelphia. And, you know, I asked him, does he view this as a one-year deal or does he view this as, you know, he can still be an Eagle for life? And I think he kind of hedged on that question a little bit, but basically said, I have an agent. We'll see what happens next year. So I don't think it was the best or, like, most harmonious process when it happened, but being around Dallas now, and I think they're in a good place now for this season.
OTAs, the first practices that you could watch started today. So this was voluntary. Players didn't have to go. Was there anybody of note that was not there today?
Yeah, so Devontae wasn't there. Lane wasn't there. Landon Dickerson wasn't there. A.J. Brown was there but didn't really practice, or at least didn't do team drills. Cam Jurgens was there but didn't practice. N'Kobe Dean and Jahad Campbell were in the facility, but they left and went into the main building right before practice, so they weren't in the bubble for practice. The most noteworthy one might have been Bryce Huff. Like, Bryce Huff wasn't there. You know, you wonder, you know, June 1st coming up, maybe that's something where maybe something happens there in terms of a trade or a release. Now, I don't know if he's been there other days, and maybe just the day the media was there, he happened not to be there. But considering the season he had, like, he's probably not one of the people you would want to see missing OTAs.
Yeah, I would
imagine.
If he had another,
I don't even know. Never mind.
Well, if he had another, what's the word I'm looking for? Another commitment. He should probably cancel that other commitment and go to.
Yeah, I was gonna say it had to be pretty important.
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
something.
Not,
yeah,
you know,
who
nothing
knows?
Personal, right? But yeah, he was not there.
It was actually, I think it was your video that I saw of N'Kobe Dean just, like, walking in shorts and a jersey. I was actually happy to just see N'Kobe Dean walking normally. The way they painted that injury, like, I actually didn't think I would just see N'Kobe Dean walking around, you know, into the facility as if he was going to practice at this point. So I took that as a positive sign for N'Kobe, actually.
Yeah, he didn't have a brace on. He wasn't you know, using a crutch or anything like that. I will say watching the linebackers today before we get into some of the other positions, like, so it was Zach Bond and Jeremiah Tirado Jr. out there with the first team. But a name to keep an eye on, we talked about him a little bit, I think yesterday, Smile Mondon Jr. out of Georgia. He was like Zach Bond's shadow at practice today. Everything Bond was doing, Mondon was like right behind him, mimicking him. You almost wonder if the Eagles have told him like, hey, follow Zach Bond around and do what he does. Cause he was there. And just athletically, like today was a good chance to get just eyes on the rookies, you know, who's big, who's small, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And Smile Mondon Jr. definitely passed the eye test as a linebacker. Like you can see the speed. He has good size and, you know, people talk a lot about his football IQ. So he's a name to keep an eye on because if N'Kobe's not ready, they move Jihad around. You wonder if Smile could end up winning that job.
So let's go through the positions that we have questions about, and you tell us who the starter was. At the cornerback on the other side of Quinion Mitchell, so CB2.
Yeah.
Who was at CB2?
So two notes on that. First, when they were in base defense, so only two corners on the field, it was Cooper and Quinion. And so I think that's worth noting. Like Cooper is going to play some outside corner this year. He talked after practice how he did it in college, but it is a challenge and you'll have to learn to do it. So it looks like Quinion and Cooper will be out on the field for every snap this year. Now, when they went to nickel, that's where the competition begins. And to start practice, I was really surprised at this. It was Adoree Jackson out there in 7-on-7s with the first team defense. Wow. When they went to 11-on-11, that's when Keeley was out there with the first team defense. So my biggest takeaway from today is that is a legit competition. This isn't Keeley's job to lose.
Splitting the reps.
Yeah, they're splitting the reps. I thought that Keeley would take all the first team reps today. Obviously, I was wrong about that, but I was surprised they split the way they did. So we'll be out there next week and get to see him practice. We'll see what it looks like then. But it is clear that is a competition between those two.
And by the way, it should be. Should be.
I agree.
Yeah, listen, I like Keeley Ringo. Keeley Ringo has never been a starter in this league for 17 weeks, so I don't know what he can do out there. And quite frankly, anything Vic Fangio does is the correct thing to do.
That's the truth.
So I'm going to just leave it at that. If he thinks competition is best, and it usually does bring the best out of players when you know something isn't just being given to you, that just because you have one good day of practice doesn't mean you can rest on your laurels. You got to go back out there and do it again. I love the fact that Coach Fangio is creating that type of environment to where these guys feel like, hey, I got a shot to be the starter too. And so, yeah, and that should bring the best out of all these guys.
All right, how about safety?
Man, the safety position, I've covered a lot of training camp battles, a lot of like positions that are loaded. I don't know if I've ever seen a position like this where there is like six or seven legit guys that have an argument to make the roster. So Reed Blankenship was not out there today, and they did more shifting around at safety than any other position. To start the day, it was Sidney Brown and Andrew Makuba. Makuba being out there was surprising considering he's a rookie getting first team reps. They put Lewis Seen in there. They put Tristan McCollum in there. They put Andre Sam in there, who had one of the nicer pass breakups of the day. I know Christian Parker, the defensive back coach, really likes him. Max and Hook out of Toledo got some reps out there. Like, they have some decision-making to do at safety. And this isn't even mentioning the possibility that we've talked about with Justin Simmons. So that is a loaded position now.
Well, he won't be a possibility if these guys do what they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
Justin Simmons won't be here.
And I like a lot of them are going to have to fail. And to be clear, they could. Like, none of those names I just said are proven NFL players. So while it is a position that's loaded with decisions and bodies, it's not a position that's loaded with proven talent that you can count on. So it's possible that Tristan McCollum, Andre Sam, Sidney Brown, Makuba, like, it's very possible at the end of OTAs, they're like, yeah, these guys aren't ready. But it was just noteworthy how much shuffling they did there and how open that battle is. You figure they'll keep four, maybe five safeties on the roster. And so there could be a good player or two players that get cut from this team at safety.
And how about right guard? Now, you said a lot of you said Landon Dickerson wasn't there. Cam Jurgens was not playing. But was it Steen or was it, the name of the new kid?
Kenyon
Green.
Kenyon Green. So who was out there?
Yeah. So Tyler Steen was with the first team offensive line. And, you know, while a lot of people weren't there, like you said, it doesn't really impact his spot. Like right. him and Kenyon Green were there. So he was with the first team offensive line today. I'll be interested to see when we're out there next week if he is back there again. But I think of all the battles we're talking about, you know, I could see a world where his job might be the most secure of all of them. Like safety, there's a lot of questions. Keeley and Adoree, I think, is a legitimate competition. Linebacker, there's injury concerns. Tyler Steen, like, was going to be the starter last year until Mekhi took the job. He played well last year when he went in. And Kenyon has a lot to prove. So I don't think he's a lock to be the starter or anything like that. But I do feel like it's probably more his job to lose than these other battles we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. We saved the most important one for last. What everybody wants to know, our quarterback, how did Kyle McCord look?
Only one for one. Only one for one.
There you go. Perfect. Kyle McCord, perfect.
He did have the highest completion percentage of all the quarterbacks.
There you go. So there you go.
Step in the right direction. For
my
you.
Guy. How'd Jalen look?
No, he looked awesome. I mean, he was 20 of 21, no touchdowns, no interceptions. He looked a lot like he did in training camp last year. A lot of
check downs.
I don't
yeah.
think he
Yeah. yeah. No yeah. deep here, passes.
Jack's on the call now.
Here we go. Yeah. No passes yeah. completed over 20 yards or plus in the last 9 weeks of last year.
Yeah. But if he plays the style of football he played today, he'll probably be Super Bowl MVP again. So,
there you,
you know,
go.
I think it was a productive style of football. No, he didn't really do anything special out there today. No real passing attempts that were risky. No special throws. His best throw was probably to Goddard for about a 12-yard completion. Hit Goddard in stride. Goddard had 5 catches today with AJ and Devontae not there. So yeah, 20 of 21. Pretty good. I gave him a B+.
Now, this is sort of just a throwaway question, only because I saw his profile picture yesterday. Mm-hmm. I got to admit, it was almost like taking a blue chew. A.J. Dillon.
Oh, yeah.
A.J. Dillon.
Dude, let me tell you.
My goodness. Let me tell you. My goodness.
He's watching a big fella.
I mean, running. The size of this dude.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And by the way, yeah. he seems, by his social media, he seems very excited.
Seems like a nice
being,
guy, yeah.
Seems to enjoy being
what
here.
Did that dude look like out there?
So I will say A.J. Dillon running into open field was probably the biggest moment of practice where it was like it caught my attention. Right. Yeah. Other than that, there wasn't a ton of like crazy plays or anything like that.
Yeah.
A.J. Dillon caught a screen pass and started to run. And my thought was, he looks awful to try to tackle. Like it was like LeGarrette Blunt.
Yes.
But like faster. So, I mean, for him, just the fact he's healthy, obviously, you know, is a big part of it. He was the third running back today. Will Shipley, I think, had a better practice than A.J. Dillon.
Sure.
But just physically, they have not had a running back like that. I mean, obviously Saquon, but just like LeGarrette Blunt was my similarity watching him in the open field. His combination of speed and just size and all types of other words you could.
Yeah. So you got excited like you know, I did. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Don't worry.
Artist wood I have ever touched.
Now, Elliot, I saw a lot of beat writers around the league today. Noticed an uptick in the amount of quarterback stats.
Yeah.
Oh no, really?
Yeah. Would you say that you are the most influential beat writer that this city has ever seen?
I mean, it's hard to argue. You consider. There's been a lot of greats. I'm lucky.
Interesting.
Yeah. A lot of greats.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like every single beat writer across America is doing what I do. So I don't. I mean, I'd call that influential.
Yeah.
I would say.
Well, I don't know if you passed up Rube yet, man.
More influential than Rube? What do you think?
Rube's a good.
Yeah, Rube and Frank, man. No, Rube, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Rube's great with stats. I agree. Now, other people do stats, you know, but like it is. No, I'm just.
Ooh boy!
And it's intercepted by Ike Race.
There it is.
But
guys like to be stroked.
Here's what I would say. What this means is, I challenge any beat reporter out there for another team to track their quarterback throwing a better franchise record than Jalen Hurts with consecutive completions without an interception. You can write this down as what it is, which is probably an NFL record for consecutive passes without an interception.
Wow.
So we can get that to where it belongs.
Yeah, I saw your buddy Connor Hughes. So Connor Hughes covers the Jets and Giants. And I saw him have all the quarterback stats.
Quarterback stats.
Now I know him and Elliot are buddies. And I'm like, wow, he just took the page.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually, I saw a tweet from Connor that said, wow, I really got to say, Jackson Dart has aura out there. And I was like, he's Elliot. He's just taking Elliot's entire playbook.
Well, you know what's so funny about that? I texted Connor last week and I was like, just so you know, Jackson Dart has franchise swag.
Oh, yo, you told him.
That's me once again influencing the other beat writers.
Wow.
He does, hey, listen, we both said that on draft night. We saw his fit, man. Yeah, he has franchise swag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, he does.
Yeah. He might be terrible. Who knows? But
yeah, but at least he's got swag. Yep. At least he's got swag. Well,
exactly right.
Well, Elliot is in his element right now.
He is.
And if there's ever a time to subscribe to the Go Birds podcast, it is now. You'll get updates every single day. You can subscribe in your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Great job out there, Elliot. Great job.
Thank you. Talk to you guys soon.
There he is. Elliot Shore Parks. Yeah. I think everybody's, all the beat writers, not all of them, but like a lot of them are stealing his bit now. Imitation, the most sincere form of flattery?
No, listen, absolutely. No doubt. No
you need
doubt
clicks.
About it.
Everyone needs clicks.
Well, here's the thing that he figured out before a lot of other people figured out. Is that we were going into an age where people want to know this stuff.
Right.
So we didn't even know that we wanted to know this stuff, but what else are you going to cover in training camp?
Well, that is my...
like, what else are you going to... The quarterback is always the most important guy to cover in training camp.
And it's like, you can always say, well, it's only training camp. Well, who cares?
Yeah,
what's the
who
point?
Cares?
Yeah, yes. Also, we know. We know.
Yeah, we know it's training camp.
That was my biggest problem. Now that Elliot's not on, I can rip the other reporters.
Right.
Well, that's my problem with all the Big J journos being like, what does that mean?
Right,
I was like, what does that mean? I don't know. I can't be there.
Right.
I can't watch.
Yep.
He's telling me what happens at the thing that I can't watch. And if... that's what I thought your job was, you know?
Unless so making you have Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback. Yeah, we want to know what the hell our quarterback is doing at every practice.
Yes, of course.
Yes, we want to know if he threw three interceptions that day.
Yes, come on. Now, does Elliot take it to another level? He does.
He does.
Does he make defending him hard? He does.
He does.
He does. But we love him.
Yes.
And he is a trailblazer.
Dude. I didn't feel this way when he first started doing this. I mocked him too.
Yes, and
so
then
so I turned. Yes, he's convinced me. So he's worked his magic.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He's worked his magic. Real quick.
Yeah.
I need AJ Dillon to be healthy this year.
Oh yeah.
I just need the combination of that's a nice trio there.
Oh, it's thunder and lightning right there.
Oh man, he throw a little bit of we got a little bit of exciting white in there too, man.
Oh wow.
Forget about my boy Will Smith.
So it's thunder, lightning, and
Will
Shipley.
Smith. Yep. Will Shipley.
Will Shipley.
Your boy.
Yep.
Yeah, Will Shipley, man. Come on, man.
All right. We will get back to the Bryce Harper getting hit issue. Are you a big, tough guy who wants to hit a Brave, give the other team a base runner? Wow, you really proved your point. Or are you smart like me and understand that the goal is to get the other team out, not put them on base? 215-592-9494. We will also get you the new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings coming up next. You know, we may have to alter what we have here based on Elliot's report.
Okay.
I don't know.
Does Elliot belong on the Time magazine? Most influential people?
I think he does.
I think so.
I think he does.
Right with Jalen.
I put Elliot over Jalen. I actually do believe that Elliot is more influential than Jalen.
How about a Twitter poll on that?
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
I'm sure Elliot would appreciate that.
I do. That puts him in a tough spot.
Of course it does.
Yeah. Yep. Elliot more influential than Jalen. All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's postponed tonight. It will be a split day-night doubleheader tomorrow.
Damn.
So if you had tickets to tonight's game, your ticket is good for 1:05 tomorrow, and then tomorrow's normal 6:45 game goes on as scheduled.
What if I got to work tomorrow?
Well, then you're screwed, Ike. It says it on the ticket. that it could be postponed, and then it says you're screwed
right after. Yeah.
It is what it is, you know. It is what it is. It looks like rain will clear out late tonight, and they should be able to get both of them in there tomorrow. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. This poll has been sitting at the same spot pretty much all day. Will you be upset if the Phillies don't retaliate against the Braves? It's basically 50-50. 51.7% say yes.
And they got two shots tomorrow.
Yes, they got two shots. They now should hit them in both games.
Now, is this going to be a lead on WIP tomorrow, too?
Oh, that they got to hit them today?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good lead up to the first game.
It could be.
I think.
So take notes, Julio.
Maybe the morning show does. Morning and midday guys.
Now, let me ask you this. If they hit somebody tomorrow, does it lessen the impact because maybe they feel bullied into doing something? Like, does it feel like
when they had
fan service?
Like when they had the team meeting?
Yes, when we bullied them into a team meeting by booing them.
Because it's fans.
Yeah.
And I hate to be the person who thinks I'm speaking for all the fans.
I bet you are.
I am.
You have the microphone. I'm certainly not.
We want the way that we feel validated as well.
Right.
So there's frustration from us as fans about our star player being hit and nothing being done about it. So if it's done tomorrow in the 1 o'clock game and we feel like we pushed it,
even better.
Oh, man, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Okay.
Feel even more vindicated.
That's fair. 215-592-9494.
Start suggesting lineups and everything after that.
Torin and Souderton, you're in WIP.
Oh, my gosh.
Torin. Oh, God.
Hi. Not bad.
Hi, guys.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, get over yourself. All right, so I got some takes. You ready?
Wait. Hold on. This is a first-time caller?
No, he's the guy that had Howie Roseman. He slept in Howie Roseman's clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you are. You sound like Howie.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Say 100%, man.
100%, man.
Oh, he did make sure he didn't sound like
him. Yeah.
Kind of sounds like Cowboy Jim.
Ew. You guys you're mean and gross, but whatever.
Okay.
All right.
You have takes. Okay.
So, the Eagles are definitely going to win at least three more Super Bowls in the next 5 years.
Oh, at least three.
Three more?
I apologize. They're going to win three within the next 5 years.
Okay.
Do you mean they're going to get their third Super Bowl?
No, they're going to win three more.
That's what I'm
saying.
I'm wondering if that's
what
he's
saying. Jack. Also, I hope you're...
Interesting.
I'm not buying your book now, man.
Oh,
okay. Sorry. Yeah, it's okay. I hope your children eat water sandwiches.
Oh, well, they already are.
Sandwiches.
Wow.
They already are. Honestly, I think the Eagles are going to continue with their success. The Flyers, who I am a big fan of and have been for 10 years plus, it's tricky, and I really enjoyed your new rendition of Flyers on 50.
You
with
mean
Morgani?
Morgani in a guys, minute? A minute of Morgani?
Yeah, you guys did a great job there. That was fantastic.
Thanks.
That's really tricky there. I don't know.
Are you talking about Carter Hart? Is he talking about that being really tricky, or what is really tricky?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. He could have done something really horrible. If he did something really horrible, it's going to be hard to sign him.
I agree.
Yeah.
I do trust Danny Briere explicitly. And the reason, there's multiple reasons, but he makes really good shish kebabs, an insider of the year.
There is something so wrong with you.
I'm just a man. I'm a carpenter, you know? I'm out here.
Yeah, no shot.
You are not a carpenter. There's no chance.
I absolutely
chance.
Am.
No, you're
what
not.
Are you talking about?
No shot.
No, not. Nope.
No?
No.
they're not buying it.
What do you mean I'm not a carpenter?
There is no chance you're a carpenter. I know what, look, I'm not a guy who works with my hands and I can't do stuff around the house, and you are in that club, buddy. We can spot each other from a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, you kind of look like me, but.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yeah.
I work with my hands, have been my whole life.
Mm. No, not buying it. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else? Well, any other takes?
So the Phillies, I don't trust them.
Okay.
No, I just don't. For multiple reasons, like the salary cap is a struggle for fans.
There's no salary cap in baseball.
I know that. That's okay. What I'm saying. It's a struggle.
Okay.
Charlie Manuel has split a lot of money into it, and ooh, we're not. I don't know his name because I don't care.
Did you just
about
say Charlie Manuel?
Yeah, it's not.
No, John Middleton. Are you doing a bit, or is this really the way you are?
No, this really is who I am. Hi.
I just think that other carpenters on the job would kill you if you were like this. Yeah.
Well, I don't do it in front of them. I'm doing it for you, though.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right, Howie.
Oh, no. No, I'm not Howie.
All right. Are we done with this?
Do we need him to call back more often?
Yeah.
Or not?
No.
So my last pick is Danny Breyer is going to make the Flyers. No, hold on. Just give me 30 more seconds, please.
Go! Say it!
Oh, all right. Danny Breyer is definitely going to get the Flyers going. He has to, or else he's going to lose his job. We've seen it over and over and over again.
All right.
Yeah.
Howie Roseman is definitely getting the Eagles on the right track. I have nothing to say about basketball because I am not a basketball fan.
Do you have anything to say about hockey, football, or baseball?
Baseball sucks.
All right.
Go Birds.
All right.
Go Birds. Yep.
That guy, he creeps me out.
Yeah. So if you... This call was...
I do not remember his call.
So he called about a month ago.
I mean, seriously.
So he gave this very long story with no punchline about his wife working at a consignment shop.
Uh-huh.
And he named Howie Roseman's wife.
I remember
And
this.
He said Howie Roseman's wife used to bring clothes there at the consignment shop.
Yes.
And that he bought Howie's shirt and he slept in it?
Yeah.
He slept in it. Yeah, I do remember.
And he said he kept saying over and over Howie's very clean.
He was very clean. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. That guy, should be on a watch list.
Because I went silent on the call.
You did, as a smart man would.
But
when Spike and I show up missing, that's the first guy you look for.
I can't hang up on a guy like that. I can't. I know
so
something's
you
coming.
You have to keep it there,
Yeah, well, he could say, even when he was doing the whole story about Howie Roseman and his wife in that second, I was like, this isn't something I should allow on the air, but I can't hang up on him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I can't. And he sounds just like Howie. He sounds like
and
a guy
Cowboy Jim.
Yeah, he sounds like he's doing an impression of both those guys. All right, we will get to you the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings right after I talk to you about your home. I just moved and realized when I moved in, it was after we bought the house, but before we moved in, I was like, oh, these windows are old. This isn't going to work. And I'm going to need new windows. I knew who to call. I called Guida. Go Guida. That's what I did. Also, front entry door, needed one of those too. Wish I knew all this stuff before I bought it. Wish I looked more closely, but I didn't. And thanks to Guida, they made this entire project a lot easier for me to do. So if you need to do it, which you probably do, you call Guida today. You're going to get 20% off every window and 20% off every door. That's right. And what those new windows are going to do is they are going to send your energy bills down because it's going to keep the hot air out during the summer. It's going to keep the cold air out during the winter. Same with your insulated front entry door. The other thing that these things do is they make the value of your home go up. The new windows everybody's happy with if you happen to sell your home. And the front door, it's the first thing people see. You're getting 20% off all that stuff. You're also going to get to start that project with no money down, zero money out of pocket, and interest-free financing for up to 3 years. So call 877-GO-GUIDA because restrictions, there are some. Limited time. There is a limited time. They can give you all the information on that. And while you're on the call, you get your no obligation free in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. The eagerly anticipated Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Well, this had to be changed from the rankings that were submitted earlier.
On the fly?
On the fly, had to be changed.
Wow.
I sent a text to all the voters. I was like, re-vote. And we have a new list. So you might remember Elliot was number 5 on last week's list.
Okay.
And the newspaper reporter was number 1. We have seen changes in the list. Okay. And there are only 4 on the list because only 4 deserved it this week.
Exactly.
There's only 4 on the list.
Yeah, yes. They didn't do anything this week.
Yeah, nobody did anything.
All right.
Sat on their hands.
Number 4, his first appearance, I don't know if ever, but in a while, Brandon Lee Gouten of Bleeding Green Nation.
Too BLG?
Tall. BLG. Yeah, he is too tall for this list. He's like 6'8 or something. Yeah. He's a monster.
Hey.
He's a big dude.
I'm in favor of tall guys.
Well, yeah. But he's
too
tall.
Yeah.
Some would say a waste of height.
Yeah. Are you dunking on somebody? No. Are you playing right tackle? No. What are you doing being that tall?
You're just blogging all day?
But he did get...
Just blogging all
he
day.
He was the first to report that Bryce Huff was not at the OTAs.
He had quick Twitter fingers.
Yeah, which he is known to have.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in at number 3, Jason Kelce.
Wow.
Yep. What the hell did Kelce do?
Gave us the inside scoop on the morning show of his presentation.
Oh, yeah.
For the Tush Push.
That was last week.
It was.
Yes.
Okay.
It was.
And he got himself back on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
By saving the Tush Push.
By saving the Tush Push.
Not my words. He was always on the Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Everyone else's words.
Who do we...
Because for some reason we decided we need to run Jason Kelce out of town.
Yeah, like, you know, it's about a month here that was weird with Jason
so
and the fans.
Weird.
I don't get it, but okay.
The biggest jump of the power rankings from 5th to 2nd, Elliot Shore Parks.
Wow. For what?
Well, his reporting today on OTAs was outstanding.
Always
and
is.
As he pointed out, he has started a trend. He has made...
It's fair.
Training camp stats, something that other reporters do. By the way, Philadelphia reporters probably too embarrassed to do it because they know they're just ripping the guy off.
But yeah, they're stuck now.
Yes,
they're
stuck.
They're stuck. What can you do?
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it. But he can.
Yeah.
And he will. And I thought his report today at 4 o'clock that we had from OTS was excellent. Mm-hmm. Elliot Shore Parks, number 2. And coming in still at number 1, the newspaper reporter.
Now, did we keep Elliot at number 2? And not number 1, because for some reason he can't figure out that he's not talking into his microphone. He's talking into his MacBook microphone while he's standing there with a microphone looking like an idiot.
So I wasn't going to bring this up, but it is infuriating. When he's on Zoom...
He's not talking into that microphone?
He's talking into the mic, but the mic is not what we're hearing. We are hearing the regular computer mic. I can tell. I've been doing this podcast 12 years.
Yeah.
Like, all it is...
It's a prop.
It's very simple. When you go onto the screen, it says, what is your mic?
Well, yep. I do know that.
You know,
yeah.
When you go into Zoom,
yep.
What's your mic?
Yep.
He's like, I can't figure it out. It's wrong. Every time I hear his, even when we did the show with him the day after the draft, it was not his mic the entire time. He's holding the mic close to his mouth. If he took the mic and threw it across the room, he would sound exactly the same.
Does he notice?
I've told
we
him
tried
before.
To, it's easy. He's not. We make fun of him for being 40, but he's not 60.
Yeah, he should be able to understand how to work the internet.
Oh my God. Y'all just broke news to me. I thought he was speaking into the mic.
Didn't mean to do that, but we had to bring it up.
I actually made a promise to myself after yesterday that I was going to be nice and supportive to Elliot today, which is why I didn't bring it up during the call. But Morgenstein, the next time he's on the internet like that and he's not talking, we don't get the mic, he's not allowed on. He's got to call. He's got to be on the phone. It drives me crazy. He's holding the mic like this. And it's complete. It might as well not be plugged in. Might as well be like a little kid that you give a controller for playing a video game.
Man.
It's not plugged in.
I swear I didn't notice.
Oh yeah, it's incredible. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up? Okay.
What it do, fella?
We're going from Torn to Okay, Andrew.
Oh yeah, yeah. We are in the.
Andrew?
What's up, Andrew?
Twilight Zone.
Yes, that's good.
I was trying to get in yesterday for the tier rankings, but I have a lot of Jalen Seth, and compared to his other counterparts. But hear me out. You can agree to disagree. That's all right. But here is what I value in quarterbacks. I average the 17-game stats, and I put in the playoff stats. Jalen, compared to the other 4 quarterbacks, I mean, Mahomes is in a tier of his own, I think. That should be... His own tier is he's dominated for the last 7 years he started.
So are you not going to give Mahomes the stats or yes?
Mahomes, I mean, he averages 5,200 yards and 40 touchdowns a season. So, like, it's above, it's a couple hundred above any other quarterback averages. And
he hasn't done that the last 3 years, by the way.
5,200 yards passing and 40 touchdowns a year? Are you nuts?
But the thing is, you guys don't realize, is Jalen Hurts has been a starter for the past 4 years. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson have started for 6 years. Mahomes has started for seven. So I think we're having the wrong conversations of what can Jalen do in these next couple years. Him and Joe Burrow are eerily similar. They both made Super Bowl. Jalen's made two. In the playoffs, Jalen far outnumbers accomplishments and big game ability touchdown-wise.
You haven't said any stats. You said you were coming with stats. You haven't said any of them.
Hold on. In the playoffs, Jalen Hurts has 0.78 turnovers per game, and he scores 2.2 times per game for the playoffs. Yes, you can say tush-push all you want, but 6 points is 6 points on the board, and it helps your team win. Lamar Jackson in the playoffs has a 37% winning percentage compared to Jalen Hurts is 66, Joe Burrow is 72, and Patrick Mahomes 81% winning percentage. So
Joe Burrow has a higher winning percentage in the playoffs than Jalen?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
And he's played seven games and Jalen has played nine. So I'd like to see a lot of the stats regulated. But
you'd like to see stats regulated?
The same amount of games played. Let's see where they compare.
This is just the worst case anybody's ever made.
The thing is, what do you value as your best quarterback?
I don't know. What do you value?
Winning.
I value winning.
There it is.
I value not turning the ball over, and I value scoring.
Okay. So you think it's completely the same thing, the tush-push touchdown and throwing a 23-yard touchdown pass? So let me ask you this. Okay. You love the dagger, right? The dagger. Do you think that touchdown pass should be measured? We're just talking about Jalen. Jalen's a tush-push touchdown from the half-yard line and Jalen throwing the touchdown pass to Devontae. Do you think those are like the same thing?
In this way, the quarterback puts 6 points on the board in both scenarios.
I know that. What I'm asking you is, do you think that those two things show the equal value of the player?
I do.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. If they put A.J. Dillon and he was getting the snaps on the tush-push, do you think that makes him a good quarterback?
Is he going to be able to time the play? Is he going to be able to choose the right hole to go to?
Yes.
Everyone can, yes.
Yeah.
There's other quarterbacks in this league that haven't been able to do that, so I don't know.
Well, they're okay. All right. I guess. You win.
Oh!
But he doesn't win. Yeah, what do you want me to say to him? I'm just like arguing with the second grader.
Also one
keep
big
going.
Thing, Adoree is going to win the cornerback spot. I think it's going to be a good competition. I also think Sidney Brown's going to end up starting, but I think it's going to be a Cooper DeJean type thing. Is Makuba's going to come in this season and learn the defense, then start at the end of the season.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Good call, okay. I thought he was going to have – his stats were all over the place.
Well, you know what's going to be sort of weird to see?
What's that?
Or interesting to see, not weird, I should say. What year is this for Reed? This is Reed's
fourth
year.
Reed Blankenship. Okay.
Yeah, Reed Blankenship.
Yeah.
Is he – what's his contract status looking like?
I'm actually –
they gave him an extension last year, right?
It was low money.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was that? Yeah.
It's interesting to me he doesn't have a more secure deal here.
And the point that I'm thinking and making is that he may play himself out of here.
Oh, by being worth more than they want to pay him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why you have young safeties in place.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to pay everybody $10 million a year.
Yeah.
So Reed, if he has a great year this year, and he's a free agent at the end of the year, like, they have decisions to make, because now you're saying, am I going to pay Jalen Carter and Reed Blankenship? And I got to pay Quinyon Mitchell coming up in another year, and I got to pay Cooper DeJean coming up in another year.
Possibly Nolan Smith, too.
Yeah, possibly Nolan Smith as well.
Like, the market value for how old is Reed Blankenship? 27, 26?
He's going to be 26 this year.
Okay, so 26-year-old safety, who's a 3-year starter now, mm-hmm. who played on it. And by the way,
two Super Bowls.
Yeah, by the way, the most solid you know, the most reliable player yep. at that position
yep.
has to be, if I'm his agent, I'm not taking some Eagles friendly.
And that's what he did last year.
Yeah.
That's what he did last year.
If they're offering $4 million a year, I'll be, my guy could get
right.
3 years, $30 million on the open market. So he's got to think for himself at that point, you know.
Well, he was undrafted.
Yep.
He didn't come out and get a big signing bonus like everybody else. So I can't fault him if that's, you know what I mean? Like if he's going to get a Milton Williams type of deal out there somewhere, like he's going to take that.
Well, especially given they're paying all the money on the defensive line with Jalen Carter coming up. They paid Zach Bond. They're going to have to pay two cornerbacks. They can't
Jordan Davis. What are you going to do with Jordan Davis?
You can't pay everyone.
Can't pay everybody.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I was thinking about that when Elliot was talking about the safeties. I'm like, we got a lot of good young safeties back there.
It seems like you were zoned out during OK Andrew's stack
ball. Well, I was totally zoned out during that, yeah.
It's good there were no stats in it. He gave no
pivoted
stats.
Pivoted right to Reed Blankenship discourse.
He accidentally pointed out that Joe Burrow has a better winning percentage in the playoffs than Jalen.
Yeah, he didn't realize you said that. Yeah. He was like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you're dealing with a pro here. You're dealing with a pro. All right. Hey, Jack, what is coming up in the top 5 at 5?
You know, I was thinking about...
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Is this another urinal one?
No.
Okay. All right.
That was an all-timer, by
it
the
was.
Way.
It kind of was.
Yeah. So I'm mailing in the rest of the week.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But the throwing at batters conversation that's been going on all day at the station, it got me reminiscing. And I have the 5 things I want to bring back in sports, like throwing at hitters.
Ooh, oh, okay.
This seems like a potential for a good one.
Could be.
Yeah, potential.
Potential. Potential. Always potential, yes.
Yeah, Reed does not have a contract after this year.
Yeah, so on SpotTrack, it's
holy
void.
Holy cow.
It's void / UFA.
Yeah.
Because obviously the Eagles are insane with how they, you know,
what is he getting paid this year?
Like $1 million.
$1.8 million.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's why I had to start the exciting Mike's podcast.
Yeah, get through this year healthy, Reed. I want Reed Blankenship to get a nice contract.
I like Reed.
He was and he liked our bread and butter, like OK Andrew's bread and butter thing.
And Justin in Tennessee sayings.
He does, yeah. He's a good dude. I want them to sign him, but I also want to get a good contract. All right, top 5 at 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show. Like Spike and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.